We are opening a brand new series. We call it The Christmas You've Always Wanted. Okay, I do believe that every one of us here, we are expecting something. Okay, every Christmas, every time na dumadaan yung Pasko, meron tayong gustong matanggap, gustong ma-receive. We are expecting something. In fact, ngayong Kapaskuhan, mararamdaman na natin talagang Pasko. Sobrang lamig na ngayon. Okay, katulad ng sinabi ni Kuya Ryan, iba na yung simoy ng hangin talaga. Pag ako, inaatid ko yung anak ko ng madaling araw, sobrang lamig na. Nararamdaman ko na yung lamig talaga. And of course, sa mga mall, may kita na natin yung mga sale. Okay, mga 50% off na, 80%, 70% off, mga Christmas sale, kaya Paskong Pasko na. Of course, mararamdaman din natin na Pasko na kasi, alam mo yun, marami na namang umiibig ngayong kapanahunan na to. At yung iba sa atin, na ito yung pinakamagandang panahon sa buong taon kasi meron kang kadate ba sa Pasko. Okay? Alam nyo, natatandaan ko nung high school ako. I don't know kung nangyayari pa ngayon. Pero yung high school ako, siguro hindi pa naman matagal yon. Mga 6 years ago lang naman yon. Hindi naman nagkakalayo yung edad natin. High school ako, ang trending sa amin noon, yung panahon na yon, ang mga peg namin noon, pagka Christmas party, may mga shota kami. Kasi yung mga shota, no? Mga salitang kanto namin yon. Pag Christmas party namin, yun na yung time na sagutan. Pag may nililigawan ka, limbawa, Christmas party mo, December 20. Okay? Nanligaw ka, nag-start ka ng ligaw, mga December 18. December 20, yun na yung sagutan. Okay? Eto na, hinihintay na namin yun, mga boys. Kasi eto na yung, magkakaroon na tayo ng date, 5 more days. Okay, meron na tayong ka-holding hands. Pagka pumupunta tayo mga perya ay uso sa amin nun eh. Pag Pasko eh, sasakay tayo ng caterpillar. Okay, may mga gumagano. Yung mga sakanto lang namin, may mga ganon, okay? Big time ka na pagka may boyfriend ka, may girlfriend ka, pagka sinagot ka sa Christmas party. So, ramdam mo na talaga yung Pasko. And, you know, we are having this series and with a goal of, you know, this is our goal, to help us view and approach Christmas the right way, grateful and generous. Okay, this week we'll talk about from resentful, from being bitter, bitter ka lagi pagka Christmas na, ayaw mo ng Christmas kasi naaalala mo, Christmas Day, binrate niya ako. Kung bitter ka hanggang ngayon, from resentful to grateful. Okay, we will be thankful to God, we will be grateful. And next week, our topic will be from receiving to giving, being generous, okay? That's our main goal for this series. And as we open this, I'd like to invite everyone to stand on your feet. We're going to read God's word in honor and reverence to our God. I'd like to read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. If you have your Bible with you, you can open that. Kung wala, okay lang din. Pwede kang tumingin sa screen natin. Diba? Wala, dito lang kayo tumingin. Okay? Yung mga nasa gilid, pwede doon. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. It says here, okay, all together, at the count of three, yun lang, yung verse 16 lang. 1, 2, 3. Be joyful always. Okay? So, sinasabi dito ng scripture, sinasabi ni Paul dito, whatever that you are going through, even in this season, okay, in and out of season, dapat be joyful always. Kung meron ka mang girlfriend ngayon o wala, meron ka mang gift na matatanggap o wala, okay lang yon. Be joyful always. Pray continually. And then in verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, not some, not few, but all circumstances. Ibig sabihin, high or low, maganda o hindi, we should give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Okay? Can we just all pray right now? Can you join me in prayer? Lord, we thank you, God, for tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for God just bringing us all together, Lord God, just to hear your message, Lord. I pray, God, that you would just open our hearts, Lord, that we may receive clearly, God, what you want us to hear, God, tonight, Lord. And God, I pray that you will create in our hearts, Lord God, that gratitude, that grateful heart, God, that thankful heart, God, just honoring your name, realizing, Lord God, that everything comes from you, God, and you are the one, and you are the ultimate God who is so good, who is so faithful, that you want to give, Lord God, what you desire and what your will are. Lord God, in these people, Lord God, in these students, Lord. God, we thank you. We want to give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, pwede na kayo maupo. Okay. May tanong ako. Siyempre, pag Pasko, we are expecting something. Diba? Pagka, of course, the whole year, may mga ina-expect tayo. Pero iba yung Pasko eh. Tama, mali. Iba yung Pasko. Pagka you are expecting something, you want to receive something. Sino sa inyo, bukod sa akin, you're expecting something? Okay, this Christmas. Okay, yung iba, plastic kayo. Wala kayong na-expect, ha? Sige. Tatanungin ko kayo. Now, you know, having this Christmas season, what do you want to receive this Christmas? Ano yung gusto mo talagang matanggap ngayong Paskong ito? Yung talagang pinagpe-pray mo mula grade 2 ka hanggang ngayon, pinagpe-pray mo pa rin. Lord, ito talaga, ito this year, I have faith. Okay, matatanggap ko na to. Okay, sino? 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 Okay. Ayaw nyo magtaas ha, bahala kayo. Oh, ikaw, Brad, ikaw. Ano pangalan mo?
Gilbert.
Gilbert. Oh, sige, Gilbert, ano yung gusto mo ma-receive ngayong Pasko?
Pinagpe-pray ko mula grade 2.
Ano?
Pinagpe-pray ko mula grade 2.
Ano? Sinediyoso mo, Brad?
Hindi, ano? girlfriend. joke lang. Girl. Sapatos.
Sapatos. Ba't bigla mong ginok? Okay. Sapatos. Pinagpe-pray mo. Sige. Wala akong may bibigay na sapatos sa'yo, pero may bibigay ako sa'yo.
Ayan na lang.
Huwag yan. Nakapaa ako niyan pagbalik ko. Bibigyan ka ng 1,000 Starbucks, ha? Oh, sino? Gusto ba? Oh, sabi sa inyo, dadami yan eh. Dadami yan eh. Sinasabi ko na dito. Okay. Okay. Oh, ikaw. Anong gusto mo ma-receive ngayong Pasko?
iPhone 5.
iPhone 5?
Opo.
Ano? C, S, Z, Y, X?
Both.
Both? Uy, grabe. Hello. Okay. Sige. Ah, sige, bibigyan din kita. Wala akong iPhone, pero bibigyan kita ng Starbucks worth 5,000. Hindi, joke lang. Ay, tinignan talaga, oh. Okay, meron ba? Dito. Okay. Oh, ikaw. Ano gusto mo ma-receive ngayong Pasko?
New cellphone?
Anong klase cellphone? Siyempre, mamaya bigyan ka ni Lord ng cellphone. O, gusto mo cellphone? 3210, ito sa'yo. Ano? Ano gusto mo?
iPhone 10.
Okay, 5110 na lang. Ayaw mo 3210.
iPhone 5.
iPhone 5. Oh. Okay. iPhone 5, gusto mo?
7.
Talaga? Ano? C6. Sorry. S. Ha? Ano?
Kahit ano.
Ha? Kahit ano? Oh, sige. Mamaya, iPhone, iPod. Oh, ano? Oh, sige, thank you, ha? Ano pangalan mo?
Barry.
Barry. Barry. Sige, thank you, Barry, ha? Oh, sige, dito pa. Dito. Huwag ka na. Oh, ikaw. Taga-TIP ka, no?
Opo.
Oh, sige, ano pangalan mo?
Jen po.
Jen. Oh, sige, Jen, anong gusto mo nga matanggap ngayong Pasko?
Gusto ko talaga magkaroon ng keyboard.
Keyboard? Ano, yung sa computer, may mouse? Pakikuha nga ng isang keyboard dyan. Bigyan natin dito. Gusto mo yung keyboard?
Sa piano po.
Sa piano. Okay, linawin mo. Thank you, Ajan. Ha? Sige. Thank you. Sige. Meron pa? Meron pang gusto? Oh, sige. Next year. Okay. Anyway, you know, the reason na tinanong ko yung iba sa atin, okay, nilapitan ko, is because the reality is we are expecting something this Christmas. We want to receive maybe gifts. Okay, alam natin kasi Paskong Pasko na kasi may mga gifts na yan, may mga bonus na yan. Okay, yung mga parents natin. Okay? And, you know, the reason why we are having this series, you know, this is very, for me, this is very exciting, having this series, simply because you know, we want to experience, okay, the goodness of God in our lives. We want to know, we want to really understand that God is a giver and we should be grateful about the things that we receive. Okay, yung iba sa atin, we're expecting, minsan, hindi natin natatanggap. Diba, pagka ikaw, excited ka, nagbibigay ka, pero all of a sudden, may in-expect ka, pero hindi mo na-receive kung ano yung gusto mo. Lalo na pagka exchange gift na. Diba? Ikaw talagang binibili mo, talagang, wow, grabe to. Magugustuhan nung ka-ano ko to, ka-exchange gift ko. Yung monita mo nito, okay? Magugustuhan niya to. So pagkabigay mo, tapos ikaw may na-receive ka, so you're expecting something, uy, grabe, mabigat to ah. Okay? Pagbukas mo, di ba, baso. Alam mo yun, meron pang nakalagay, yung ano, yung mag. May nakalagay pa, reunion, batch 97. Sabi mo ko sa parents niya to, ah, binigay sa akin ah. Di ba, parang hindi, although sa, siguro para sa'yo, okay na rin, may natanggap ako, pero parang hindi naman ito yung ina-expect ko, parang hindi ka pa rin grateful. Minsan, di ba, matatanggap mo, panyo, alam mo yung mga usual na panregalo, minsan picture frame, di ba, yung niregalo sa'yo last year, binalot mo uli, oh, ito gift ko sa'yo, mahal yan, di ba. Tapos, ganun din ang gagawin niya, oh, tatanggalin niya, ibabalot niya uli, next year, ibibigay niya, umiikot lang yan eh, yung picture frame, umiikot lang yan, pati yung mga mug. So we are expecting something, but somehow we are, pagka wala tayong na-receive, we feel like, bakit ganon? Ba't wala akong na-receive? Okay? And we are not grateful, we are not thankful anymore. And, you know, we, kanina, nilapitan ko yung dalawa. Of course, binigyan ko yung dalawa ng gift check na worth 1,000 na Starbucks. Okay? Hindi, joke lang, 100 yon. So, binigyan ko sila ng gift check. Ngayon, ang tanong, if ikaw may na-receive ka, syempre thankful ka, what if this season, wala ka natanggap, yung pinagpe-pray mo, yung gustong-gusto mo, hindi mo natanggap pa rin. O yung ina-expect mo, wala talaga, hindi mo nakuha. Will you still be grateful to God? Will you still be thankful to God? Will you still be telling God, Lord, kahit wala pa, Lord, I thank you. Kasi minsan nangyayari sa atin, because, you know, Christmas is supposed to be, you know, memorable, happy, joyful. But what if, you know, Merry Christmas is not that merry without the things that we're praying for, we're believing for? Will Merry Christmas still be merry? You know, most of us here, I can say that we can always experience Christmas every year. But sad to say, we can miss Christ on Christmas Day. We can miss Christ in the whole year. We can always experience, we can always have fun, joy during Christmas Day. But we can miss on Christ. We can miss Him, the goodness, the graciousness of God. The question is, will we still be grateful if we don't receive what we expected? By the way, yung tinanong ko kanina, meron kayo ah. Ah, hindi ikaw. Sino ba? Ikaw. Tsaka sino? Oh, ikaw. Sino pa yung isa? Matanda na. Matanda na po. Nakakalimutan na po. Pakibigay sa kanila. Okay. Naiwan lang sa pantalon ko. Pero meron kayo. Meron kayo. Si Pastor Dan po yun. Si Pastor Dan yun. Now, I just want to shift, you know, this message into a story of, I believe it is so famous that it is, I believe that every one of us, okay, most of us, if not all, knows this story, okay, know this story na about 10 lepers. We're gonna read from Luke chapter 17, and then we're gonna study of what Jesus is trying to teach us in this scripture, from verse 11 to 13, then we're gonna jump from verse 14, okay, to 19, I think, 17. Okay, let me just read first from verse 11 to 13 of Luke chapter 17. Talking about gratefulness, talking about thankfulness, okay? It says here that now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus himself traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. So Jesus is going through this town from Samaria to Galilee because he still have a mission to do. And then in verse 12, as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance. And then in verse 13, and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." So here are 10 lepers, okay, met Jesus on his way to Galilee, then shouting out loud, crying out that they're in dire need of healing. Because they are lepers. They have leprosy. And just to give you a picture of what leprosy is, this is a picture of a 24-year-old guy. You know, yet ito na yung napili ko kasi medyo yung ibang picture ng may leper, medyo baka hindi ka na makakain mamaya pag uwi mo. So medyo ano siya. So ito medyo ano pa to. Chewable pa. Chewable. I mean, pwede pa nating alam mo yon. Anyway, this is a picture of a man, a 24-year-old guy. I think he's Norwegian. Okay? Who had leprosy. And just to give you a picture of what, of how horrible to be in this situation of being a leper or having this infected disease, infectious disease. I want to give you, you know, for us to consider, ano ba talagang klaseng sakit to? Ano ba talaga, parang sobrang, ano ba talaga to? Sobrang, hindi na talaga, wala na, outcast ka na talaga. Yes, indeed. When you, during those time, when you have this kind of disease, you are actually outcast. Hindi ka pwedeng lumapit kahit kanino man. And in fact, you know, first thing that I want to mention about this, having this leprosy, is this sickness is incurable. Wala siyang lunas. You cannot do anything about it. Okay? Pagka meron kang ganito, kahit na anong gawin mo, kahit na anong inumin mong medicine, in fact, this is it. Okay? Wala nang lunas to. And not just that. Not just it is incurable, but also it is contagious. When you have this, you know, you will automatically be outcast. Outcasted sa mga, sa party, no more party, no more youth service, hindi ka na makakapag-mall, okay? Hindi ka na makakapag-date, hindi mo na magagawa yung gusto mo sa, you know, sa public. Unless, of course, hindi ka na makakapag-mingle sa mga tao, unless, of course, you have friends with the same disease, you know, you can mingle with them. But you are actually totally outcast because of this sickness, because of this disease. Why? Because nakakahawa to, it's contagious. You know, lumapit ka lang dito, parang ayaw mo nang, pag may nakikita ka, di ba, ayaw mo nang lapitan to. This is contagious. And not just contagious, but of course, this is shameful. Nakakahiya. Okay, I remember in Leviticus chapter 13, I think, in the Old Testament, meron doon, kapag ka meron kang sakit na leprosy, you have to shout out sa labas, okay, in public, unclean, unclean. You have to declare that by yourself, unclean, unclean, with torn clothes. Kailangan sira-sira yung damit mo, okay, kailangan hair unkempt, nakalugay yung buhok mo, hindi maayos, talagang nakalaglag lang. And, you know, this time kasi sa atin, uso yung mga punit-punit na pantalon, okay? Punit-punit na mga damit. Pero that time, hindi uso yun. Kailangan, pagka may ketong ka, may leprosy ka, sisirain mo yung damit mo, and then you will declare, sisigaw ka, unclean, unclean. So that people would recognize this person, okay, has leprosy. So kailangan lumayo tayo sa kanya. It is shameful. Nakakahiya to. And not just that, if you have this sickness, if you have this disease, of course, it means to say, it is a lifetime poverty. There's a lifetime poverty. Imagine if you have this disease, no company, no establishments, or whatsoever, walang kumpanya na mag-hire sa'yo. Why? Kasi nga, di ba, contagious yan, shameful yan, nakakaya, mga hawa ka pa. Kaya ang gagawin mo na lang, mamamalimos ka na lang. For you to leave, all you have to do is just to beg because no company or no employer would ever hire you. Okay, that's why all you have to do is just to beg. Now, thinking about this condition, when you have this leper, when you have this sickness, this leprosy, okay, maintindihan natin, grabe, pag ako, napagaling ako doon, sa sakit na yon, na hindi na talaga mapapagaling, nakakahiya, nakakahawa, eh talagang pag napagaling ako, mag, magpapasalamat talaga ako doon sa tao na yon na nagpagaling sa akin. Tama, mali. Kung may sakit ka sa ubo siguro pag binigyan ka ng gamot, siguro parang ng Biogesic or kung ano man, parang okay lang, walang appeal yun. Lagnat lang yun eh. Pero ito, ano to? Ketong to. Okay? So, ibig sabihin, pagka napagaling ka sa sakit na yon, big time to. Ibig sabihin, talaga namang luluhod ka talaga sa tao o magpapasalamat ka talaga. Gagawin mo talaga ang lahat para lang makapagpasalamat. But you know, there's a shift in the story. When they cried out to God, when they cried out to Jesus, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. This is the good news. I want you to listen to this. This is where the gospel comes in. This is where the good news of Jesus Christ comes in. From verse 14, it says there that when he saw them, when Jesus saw them, these 10 lepers, he said, okay, 10 of you, go show yourselves to the priests. Because during that time, if you are sick, okay, you have to approach the priest and then you'll receive healing, but first you have to approach the priest so that they will bibendisyon ng kanila that ikaw ay malinis na, you can go now. Okay, pwede ka na makihalubilo. And sabi ni Jesus dito, go show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, this is amazing. They were cleansed. Papunta sila sa pare, they were cleansed. Nalinis na sila na wala yung mga ketong nila. Ilan to? Hindi, 11. Hindi, 10. 10 lang, di ba? 10 lepers. Then, the verse 15, sabi dito, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. Only one of them. They are 10, but only one went back. Came back to Jesus. And then verse 16. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, having that grateful heart. Lord, thank you. Pinagaling mo ko. Sobrang blessing to sa buhay ko. He thanked him and he was a Samaritan. Now, I want you to understand that a Samaritan is totally outcast. Pagka Samaritano ka during that time, sa panahon ni Jesus, half Jew, half Gentile yan. Ibig sabihin, Samaritan ka. Ibig sabihin, you don't belong to the people who received the promise of God, who received the promise of salvation. Kasi yung salvation, para lang sa mga Israelites, para lang sa mga Jews. Okay, para lang sa mga Hudyo. But this guy, he was a Samaritan, but yet he's the only one who came back to Jesus and thanked God. Jesus asked, we're not all 10 cleansed. Di ba sampu kayo, bakit isa lang, bakit ikaw lang ang bumalik? Where are the other 9? Let's move on. Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go, your faith has made you well. You know, when I was reading this, you know, the first time I encountered this scripture, parang feeling ko, grabe naman tong siyam na to, parang napaka-ungrateful naman. Walang utang na loob. Hindi man lang bumalik, hindi man lang nag-tweet. Hindi man lang nag-Instagram, pinicturean yung balat nila. I'm healed. Thank you, Jesus. Of course, wala yun. Wala ang time na yun, di ba? But there's no word. Okay? Wala tayong nabasa. Kahit balibalik na rin natin yung Bible, wala tayong mababasa na bumalik yung siyam na yun para magpasalamat kay Jesus. And I was thinking about it. Parang sabi ko, ang sama naman nun. Sobrang sakit mo, wala na talagang kagalingan yung sakit mo. Ngayon, napagaling, pero yet, hindi ka man lang nagpasalamat. Parang sobra naman yun. These 9 people abused the power of Jesus. Wasted, you know, what Jesus did for them. And you know, before we think, like what I thought, okay, yung first time ko na-encounter to, that na iisipin natin parang, oo nga, bakit ganon? Before we judge these 9 people harshly, I believe this is the best time for us to, again, reevaluate. Okay? Na, you know, what about me? Yes, I might not have that kind of disease, but do I go back to God and thank Him and having this grateful heart? You know, there are three Thanksgiving diseases that I want to share tonight. That is why hindi tayo nagiging grateful, hindi tayo nagiging thankful sa Panginoon. First one, because of familiarity. We get so familiar that we don't even remember, we don't even recognize. Parang sa atin, it's so usual, it's happening every day, so why do I need to thank Him over and over again? Because we're so familiar. You know, sa story sa Old Testament, meron na when the Israelites came out of Egypt, okay, meron dung situation kung saan nasa disyerto sila, desert sila, ang kinakain nila is manna and quail. Manna yung bread, okay, and quail. Think about this, nasa desert ka, wala ka talaga makakain doon. Walang trabaho, walang tubig, walang kahit ano, walang sari-sari store, walang 7-Eleven, McDo or whatever. But still, God provided them every single day. Bread and quail. But these people got so familiar with God, they didn't even recognize that it came from Him. Masyado nang pamilyar. And you know, the same is true in our generation today. Sino sa inyo dito, bago ka pumasok, sa, of course, sa school nyo, alam ka naman sa trabaho, estudyante ka pa, di ba? Of course, kung nag-working student ka. Well, anyway, yung parents mo, pinaplansya pa yung damit mo. Parents mo nagpaplansya ng damit mo. Okay? Okay, sino sa inyo dito, every day or every week, binibigyan ka ng allowance ng parents mo? Sa school, okay, dumami tayo. You know, the reason I ask that, is because somehow we get so familiar that we didn't even recognize na yung araw na yung Monday pinlansya ng parents mo or nanay mo yung damit mo. Parang, oh, familiar na ako dyan. Usual na yan. Pinaplansya naman talaga ng nanay ko yung damit ko eh. Ako, nagpaplansya rin ako ng uniform, ng damit ng mga anak ko. Pero nagiging familiar na tayo na we don't even recognize na hindi man lang natin masabi na, Nay, thank you. Ah. So, alam mo yun, kasi parang sa atin, awkward na. Parang awkward naman ito. Everyday naman, pinaplans. Everyday ba talaga? Kailangan magpasalamat. Thank you. Excited ka. Thank you. Thank you. Uy, bukas ulit, Nay. Thank you. Ah. Diba? Uy, next time, thank you ulit. Yeah. But that's not my point. My point is, we are losing that desire to thank our parents, even to thank God Himself. Lord, thank you. Kasi the fact na nagising ako ngayon, Lord, grabe, grace mo to. Did we ever thank God for another day of our life? Did we ever thank God for all the blessings na na-receive natin? Or masyado na tayong pamilyar? Kaya hindi na tayo nagiging grateful, nagiging thankful kay Lord. And hindi lang yon. Another thing is discontentment. The reason na nawawala yung thankfulness natin, thankful heart natin, and grateful heart natin, because of discontentment. Meron ka na, pero gusto mo pa mas maganda pa. I'm not saying that, you know, you don't desire for greater things. In fact, in God's nature, God's will, and God's character, He wants to bless us according to His will and according to His perfect timing. But what I mean is, it depends on the motives that we have. Kung meron ka ng ganito, then, you know, I realize meron ng mga ibang kabataan dyan. Wala man lang pamasahe para makapunta ng youth service. Pero tayo, hindi pa tayo kontento. Nay, ito lang. E paano yung pang-makdo ko? Paano naman yung pang-date namin? Magko-computer pa kami ng mga kaibigan ko after ng youth service. Maraming mga kabataan, kahit na mga estudyante na gusto nilang mag-attend, pero wala silang pamasahe. Pero tayo, we are still looking for more. You know, hindi naman every morning, pero may mga time na pagka bumibili ako ng pandesal, okay, sa malapit sa amin, may nakikita akong bata. Namamalimos siya, pero ang ano lang sa akin, ba't hindi ako nilalapitan ito? Mukha ba akong gusgusit? May pera naman ako, ah. Mukha ba akong busabos? Kaya kitang bigyan, mga ganon. Pero Pero hindi niya ako nilalapitan, nangihingi siya talaga. Pero alam mo yung compassion ko na parang gusto ko i-bless tong batang to, gusto kong bigyan tong batang to. So siguro mga ilang beses din yung pag bumibili ako ng pandesal, nandun lang siya. Then there was one time, galing ako sa grocery bago ako bumili ng pandesal para sa breakfast ko. Siyempre sa grocery, ang sinusukli sa'yo usually, mga, alam mo yung mga 5 cents na may butas. Okay, yung mga 10 cents, mga 25 cents. So, sinukli sa akin. So, medyo napuno yung bulsa ko. So, pumunta na ako sa bakery para bumili. Then, nakita ko na naman tong batang to. Sabi ko gano'n. And this time, nilapitan ako ng batang to. Grabe, sabi ko, wow. Mukha na ako mayaman sa harap niya. Nilapitan niya ako this time. So, parang masaya ako kasi this time, I'm gonna be a blessing to this kid. Gusto ko maging blessing. May, alam mo yung, pag naigita ko, natutuwa ako, yung compassion ba? So, iningian niya ako, kuya, pengi naman. So, syempre, may bariya ako, kinuha ko. Binigay ko sa kanya. Alam niyo anong ginawa ng bata? Sabi, matutuwa kayo. Pagkakuha niya, hinagis. Hinagis sa akin? Sabi, nagulat ako. Ba't hinagis mo? Sabi kong gano'n. Sabi niya, ayoko niyan. Meron ka bang piso? 5 piso? 10 piso? Ayoko niyan. Sabi niya gano'n. Grabe tong batan. Gusto kong... Nako. Pero alam mo yung compassion eh. Alam mo yung gusto mong gano'n na yung ulo? I love you. Hinagis yung barya. Grabe, parang discontented pa. And, you know, I realize meron tayo mga ganong situation na meron tayo pero, you know, hindi pa tayo magpasalamat, hindi pa tayo talaga maging grateful na meron tayong ganon. And hindi lang yon, entitlement. You know, we feel like these 9 lepers, they felt because they are Jews, you know, dahil Israelite sila, they are the ones who received the promise of God of deliverance. They thought that they're entitled of this. Eh, I deserve it. I deserve this healing. Because I'm a Jew. Okay? Not that Samaritan, you know, he doesn't deserve that. But I deserve it. Somehow, meron tayong pride. Kasi Kristiyano ako, kaya I deserve this blessing. Eh, nag-a-attend ako ng youth service, kaya I deserve this. Nagpe-pray ako, kaya I deserve this. May entitlement tayo. That is why we can't even see God. Lord, I thank you that even though I don't deserve this. You know what we all deserve? Do you know what you deserve? What you and I deserve? Encourage mo nga yung katabi mo. Tignan mo yung katabi mo, kausapin mo yung katabi mo. Tanungin mo, do you know what you deserve? Tanungin mo. Oh, may ngiti ah. Yung susunod na linya, kailangan may ngiti. May lambing. Oh, ito, sabihin mo sa katabi mo, you deserve hell. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo. That is what we deserve, friends. We all deserve hell. And sometimes, nagmamalaki pa tayo kay Lord. Lord, I deserve this, I deserve that. No. Because of the goodness of God, because of the grace of God, He gave us everything. In fact, even His own Son, Jesus Christ. Even though we don't deserve it, because we deserve hell. But sometimes we feel like I'm entitled of this. I deserve this blessing. You know, people needs to bless me. People needs to see how important I am. Because I deserve this blessing. In fact, meron akong quotation na sobrang powerful tong quotation na to. Grabe, hindi ako makatulog mula nung narinig ko to. Hanggang ngayon, puyat na puyat ako. Talagang sobrang impact sa akin ng word na to. And, you know, he's one of our campus missionaries, and when we were talking about this topic, may binanggit lang siyang word. Ang sabi niya is, gratitude begins when entitlement ends. That's according to Jerry Desagun. Tweetable tweets yan, okay? Quotable quotes. Kaya kung meron kayong mga tweets, itweet nyo na yan. Gratitude begins when entitlement ends. Pagka nakalimutan mo na hindi ka naman deserving eh. Hindi naman tayo entitled for this. Then all the more we will see the goodness of Jesus. That we will be thanking Jesus. That all the more we would see Jesus, that God, grabe, sobrang bait mo. Kahit na ganito yung situation ko, still, you still love me, you still show your care, your love for me. Because gratitude begins when entitlement ends. Now, I want to close with this. I want to shift gear. Yes, the message is so clear for all of us that this Christmas, you know, I do believe that those 9 received what they wanted. But only one received what he needed. And that is salvation. That is changed life. I'm pretty much sure that that one person came to know Christ, gave his life to Jesus, and thankful and with a grateful heart, Lord, I surrender my life to you. Those 9 got what they wanted. Ano ba yung gusto natin ngayong Pasko? O baka maganda tanong, ano ba talaga ang kailangan ko ngayong Pasko? And we all need Jesus. You know, I want to shift gear. Yes, it's all about thankfulness. It's all about grateful heart. But I want you to notice this. There were 10 lepers. How many of you believe? How many of you would agree with me that Jesus is God? And since He is God, He knows everything. Tas mo kamay mo kung naniniwala ka, He knows everything. He knew what happened yesterday. He knows what's happening right now. And He knows what will happen tomorrow. He's all-knowing. Now, I want you to listen. This is the gospel. Listen to this. Tapikin mo yung katabi mo. Makinig ka. This is good news. Okay? This is good news. Now, think about this. Jesus knew. Alam ni Jesus. That those 9 lepers will never come back. He knew it. He is God. But why is it He healed them anyway? What if Jesus is God standing in front of these 10 lepers and judge them right there and then? You know those 10 of you? Alam ko naman ang gagawin nyo after this healing. You will go back to your own sin and then you will hate what God loves. So I would rather not heal you. But this person, I know he's gonna come back to me. Hindi naman ginawa ni Jesus yun eh. But Jesus knew that these 9 lepers will never return to him. Will never even thank him. They don't have any grateful heart. They doesn't have any gratitude towards Jesus. But why is it that Jesus healed them anyway? This is the gospel, my friends. This is good news. Because 90% of that healing ministry in that meeting never came back to Jesus, only one. And I was thinking, Lord, why would you heal those people? Those people who will never love you back. Those people who will never even thank you. Why would you heal them? Lord, why would you waste your power? Why would you waste your love, your grace, and your mercy among those 9 people? They're not gonna come back to you. They're not gonna spread God's word. They're not gonna even approach you and thank you and tell you how grateful they are. They're not gonna do that. How come you still healed them? It's all because of the love of Jesus. Think about this. Kung tayo, mga Kristiyano tayo, we are believing Christians. And we feel like, I'm entitled of this. But how about those people? Those people who are murderers, rapists, you know, those people who steals, those people na nalalamang ng kapwa nila, we would ask this question. It is easy for us, Lord, why them? Why would you die for them? For us, it's okay because we are believing Christians, but not them. But Jesus is telling us, the same way I love you, I love them. And I realize that, you know, even though these people are not thankful, 9 lepers, sometimes we are not thankful, or most of the times that we are not grateful. That, Lord, I don't deserve this. Lord, I don't deserve all the blessings. I don't deserve everything that I have right now. But still, God, you showed your love for me. Still, God, you chose to love me. You chose to die for me. You chose to give up and sacrifice yourself for me. And all of a sudden, we started to believe the lies of the enemy that, you know, it's okay. You don't have to thank God. You don't have to thank Him for your parents. You don't have to thank Him for, you know, for all the blessings that you receive. It's okay. But more than us being thankful to God, we need to realize that even though we are not thankful, we are not grateful still, Jesus decided to die for us. Jesus still decided. Jesus decided to do that for us. And that's why tonight, you know, I'd like to invite everyone to stand on your feet. We're going to worship Jesus in this place.